This problem here, it's very easy to see that the total compute time is, let's we go back, well, the total compute time, so we have this pipeline with this, with the fixed particles and the circulating particles. At any one step, I circulate a group of particles. Let's assume I circulate one particle. That takes a time which is here, actually 9 or 7 times the total communication time. It depends whether it's 7 if you dimension the mass to 1 and 9 if you dimension the mass to 3. Then I've brought one particle, I've shifted over one particle. That one particle then interacts with all particles stored in that processor. So it does a total number of computation, which is just the total number of particles in the processor, which is big N over M proc, or essentially the grain size. So that says for every unit of communication, we do N over M proc units of computation. So that's why communication over over compute time is 1 over the grain size, which, interestingly enough, is what you'd expect from a one-dimensional problem. So it has the classic formula for communication over computing, which is characteristic of a one-dimensional problem, which is good, because one-dimensional problems are much better than three-dimensional problems, because communication is edge over area, and for one dimension that's much better than three dimensions, because three dimensions is the edge over area of the cube root of the size of the system. One dimension, it's the one-th root. It's the first power. So there's a consistency. We need, the algorithm is one-dimensional because we just shift pipeline, and correspondingly, the performance model is one-dimensional, and this is, so this is